Hello and welcome to edition number 100 of Chatterbox Let's Talk. When we started producing the first recording in April 2014, the idea that we would reach a century never occurred to us. But here we are, and here is David Potten to introduce the July 2022 edition and start us off towards the 101 Dalmatian edition, the second 100 recordings.
Hello, Tim. Yes, this is a remarkable achievement, and it was marked by a special summer Chatterbox celebration at the Sainsbury Centre on Saturday the 8th of July. This month, we are back to recording Let's Talk in our own homes, as COVID is once again raising its ugly head. Two of our regular readers are unable to read this month, so John Francis and Sam Elmhurst have agreed to step in at short notice to join Alison Applin, David Clayton and Neil Haverson. They are joined by Angie Kennedy, who is of course now the Let's Talk editor. She is here to read the editorial. Hello, Angie.
Hello, David. Did you raise a cuppa to the Queen a few weeks ago when we all welled up with patriotism and nostalgia to celebrate the Platinum Jubilee? It was easy to get wrapped up in the long weekend of events and joyous celebration. We just loved the television programmes showing footage of the Queen's life before she ascended the throne and after the coronation. I couldn't help thinking how the history teachers in our schools and colleges must have been rubbing their hands. It was wonderful to see Sir Winston Churchill on the television screen, standing on the balcony at Buckingham Palace, history from so long ago before our very eyes. And those brilliant home movies showing King George V and Queen Mary, as well as many pictures of King George VI, who clearly absolutely adored his daughters, Elizabeth and Margaret. So now the pomp and celebrations are behind us, and we have to look forward. That's not always easy. The cost of living is a current and everyday nightmare for so many. The ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia shows little sign of ending. And there remains so much grief and calamity around not only our own country, but across the world. Getting on with the job after such a long weekend of excitement and delight must have proved tough to so many. But that's what we have to do. We all simply need to get on with the job, whether or not we think our role is major, minor, important or mundane. We have to carry on, and that, I suspect, is exactly what everyone will do. There will be an end to these difficult times we all currently face, but we have to be patient. In the meantime, we know our Let's Talk family of readers and listeners are always particularly sensitive to the needs of others. So we ask, if you're able to do so, just check on your family and friends and neighbours and how they are all managing. In times of difficulty, we all need to help each other. So we simply ask, reach out, lend a helping hand where you can. If we didn't know that before, those old newsreels and home movies portraying recent history before our modern eyes should have at least taught us that much. Kind volunteers who certainly are helping others each month are those involved with Chatterbox Let's Talk magazine. And this will be the 100th edition, which is sent out free of charge to people who are blind or visually impaired. If you know anybody else who would like to receive it, call 01603-765-365 or go online to cbtn.org.uk. Also, we want to say a big thanks to all of the people who have entered our annual short story competition sponsored by Gerald. It's going to take us a while to read all the entries, but read them all we will. and we'll let you know the winners and the runners-up and the remaining top nine stories very shortly.
Thank you, Angie, for mentioning Chatterbox in your editorial. We greatly appreciate all the support we get from you and your colleagues on the Let's Talk editorial team. And please don't go away, as we would like you to read a hair-raising article you have written for this month's edition. Other treats in store this month include meetings with Paul Martin and Matthew Freeman, visits to Wesselton, Whittlingham Marshes and the Norwich Aviation Museum, a voyage in the Peter Duck, a viewing of Greece, encounters with wheelchairs, donkeys, scammers and whinges, and, if your head is spinning at the prospect of all of this, hallucinations.